Well, there is no doubt that we are seeing it. You're feeling it. We're living through it. The inflation that is real, it is happening in front of our eyes. And here to make sense of that and what is going on economically right now, Steve Moore joins us on KCMO Talk Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM, and of course your smartphones and smart speakers as well. Steve, you know, you have been watching this very closely, and of course you worked with the previous administration. You guys had a great economic track record. I know that this administration doesn't like the previous one, but Steve, you got to see the numbers here, and there should be extreme concern by the Biden team about inflation. Why are they poo-pooing this?
So good to be with you, Mundo. Look, I think that they are surprised secretly in the White House. My sources there tell me that they're freaked out about this. They understand that inflation is something that causes big hardship for, you know, tens of millions of Americans, and that they remember what happened to Jimmy Carter, right? They remember that it was the 10% inflation that killed Jimmy Carter's presidency and led to Ronald Reagan defeating him in 1980. So they are secretly, just very, very nervous about this. But they don't have any strategy to deal with it. And, you look at the Fed, which is a co-conspirator in this, and the Fed basically put out a statement yesterday saying, well, yeah, we are surprised about how inflation is, but we still think it's, quote, transitory. That's their favorite word now, transitory. And yet the inflation isn't getting, it isn't weakening. It's getting stronger. We're seeing prices rises increasing. Mm-hmm. And so I think they're asleep at the switch, Mundo. I really do. I think that they have been way too late in doing anything to kind of pull back some of this money. Now, the other big aspect of this is the massive amount of government spending and debt that's going on in Washington right now, which is really unprecedented in peacetime in American history. We've never seen anything like this massive multi-trillion dollar raid on our treasury. And every time they pass one of these new multi-trillion dollar spending bills, guess what? That means that the Congress passes the spending bill, the treasury has to issue debt to pay for it, right? Mm-hmm. And then what the Fed is doing is they're printing money to buy the bonds that the federal government is issuing. That's what third world countries do.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And obviously, if the Fed is printing more money, you don't have to, a PhD in economics to understand that that's going to lead to higher inflation.
Why, Steve, how could it possibly be that the administration is surprised or caught off guard? I mean, did they not want to believe guys like you, or just, I don't know, you don't need a PhD in economics, as far as I can tell, to understand that these policies were going to result in rising costs, and that also when you're lessening production because you're encouraging people to stay home, you're only doubling down on that problem.
Well, I mean, first of all, you're being way too logical, and don't forget that Washington, D.C. is the logic-free zone, so
True. That
doesn't work in Washington, right? And I'm only being, half-joking. Second of all, it's almost like Alice in Wonderland, where they want it to be so it is. And look, Biden made that comment at that CNN town hall meeting last week, where he's asked about inflation by a small business owner. And Biden said, folks, I'm not making this up. You can watch it on YouTube. And Biden said, the best way to deal with inflation is to pass my $4 trillion debt bill. He really said that. So up is down and down is up. And I got to say one other quick thing, because, I am so infuriated by this. Late yesterday afternoon, the Senate passed this atrocious $1.2 trillion so-called infrastructure bill. It's not an infrastructure bill. It's a green energy bill. It's all of Biden's left-wing policies stuffed in a bill. And 16 Republicans in the Senate voted for that crap. And I'm incensed. I mean, why? There was a report that just came out on Tuesday by the official federal government auditors that found out there's still $1 trillion that they haven't spent from the last bill. Now, again, this is just too logical. Instead of spending a $1.2 trillion more, wouldn't you just say, hey, maybe we could reassign that $1 trillion that wasn't needed in the first place and use that money to, fix our bridges and fix our potholes and our roads? They didn't do that. They passed another $1.2 trillion. They handed Joe Biden a gigantic political and policy victory. And now this paves the way for his $3.5 trillion so-called social welfare infrastructure bill. I mean, what? Can you tell me one thing Republicans got in that infrastructure bill from the Democrats?
Not clear to me, but they'll probably say a couple of roads and bridges. And it's really, I mean, talk about just a bad trade-off. I don't get it. Stephen Moore.
And by the way, why didn't they insist on that at the very least, if we're going to have an infrastructure bill, why don't we give the authorization for the Keystone Pipeline? That doesn't cost anything. It's free. And they're terrible bargainers. I'm a member of the stupid party.
Stephen Moore, FreedomWorks, senior economic contributor, Wall Street Journal writer, of course, worked with the Trump team. He's on KCMO Talk Radio. Now, seniors, when we talk about, the inflation issues that we're looking at, you talk about seniors living on fixed incomes, Social Securities, things of that nature. I mean, they're going to be hit very hard. They're already being hit hard here, Steve. And this administration, I mean, of all the things got to worry about, the Social Security costs could be going up as well for them. How does that factor into the equation here in terms of the cliff that we are apparently quickly approaching?
So the two groups of people that are most hard hit by rising inflation are seniors who are living on fixed pensions. By the way, Social Security is adjusted. They get a COLA every year. But guess what? That COLA comes, 6 or 9 months after the inflation.
Yeah. Right?
So you're always behind the curve. So they will get a bump up in their Social Security benefits, but that's for next year. What about people, the seniors that are paying the higher gas prices and food prices right now? They're facing real hardship. And then, lower middle income and lower income people. Inflation is a tax. It's a tax, right? I love this. Biden's, I'm not raising taxes for anybody who makes less than $400,000. Folks, if you ever fill up your gas tank, if you ever go to the grocery store and you look at that receipt, that's the Biden inflation tax. That is a tax. It shrinks the value of your paycheck. And those that, look, I guarantee you, Warren Buffett and, people like, Bill Gates, they don't care if the price of gasoline goes up by a dollar. But people were living on a fixed income, people, making $14, $15, $16 an hour, they really feel the effect of those higher gas prices.
Mm-hmm. Last thing, Steve, I got a minute here. But Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said yesterday that these price increases have caught him by surprise. I don't know how. I don't know why. Do you see rates? They weren't talking about raising rates till 2023. Is that going to now get expedited?
Yeah, I think it should. I was nominated by Trump to be on the Fed, and they the last thing they wanted was Steve Moore on the Federal Reserve Board. But if I were on the Fed right now, I would be raising holy hell. I mean, you're going to wait till 2023 to do anything about inflation? Well, it's getting worse and worse and worse. I think they're way behind the curve. It's time to get away from the zero interest rate policy. It's time to stop buying, and it's not the most important thing is Washington has to stop the spending spree. I've been in this town 34 years, Mondo. I've never seen anything like this before. The crisis is over. They still want to spend $5 trillion.
It's crazy. Steve Moore, FreedomWorks. Love having him on the show. Steve, thanks so much for joining us here. We appreciate you.
Got it. See you soon. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Steve Moore on KCMO Talk Radio.